1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Democratic lawmakers across the country are pushing to introduce laws to ban one of the items being used by the Las Vegas gunman. Here's Scott Pringle.
Authorities say the Vegas shooter used bump stocks to make his guns fire off rounds at a more rapid pace. A bill banning that gun accessory equipment was just introduced in Congress, and now some Democratic senators will introduce a similar measure in New Jersey. Veteran Loretta Weinberg, one of them, wanting to ban the sale of bump stocks, and she says there's no legitimate use for the devices other than to increase the killing power of weapons they're designed for. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
Lawmakers in Washington are addressing the growing opioid crisis. Opening a Senate hearing today, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said the crisis is tearing communities and families apart. He noted that millions of Americans suffer from chronic pain. He said it's hopeful about the development of non-addictive painkillers. And the Arizona Diamondbacks on their way to the National League Championship Series. They beat the Colorado Rockies last night 11-8. USA Radio News.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You don't have to be small anymore.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters Friday.
A crazy story out of Buffalo, New York, as a young girl fell down a manhole.
George Bankowski heard 12-year-old Grace Knox crying for help. She was standing in 2 feet of freezing water and injured. He called 911 and waited for help to arrive. Assistant Fire Commissioner Jonathan Eaton explains how they got the girl out.
She actually assisted herself out. They put a ladder down, and she got on the ladder, and two members pulled her up.
The dramatic rescue was caught on camera, and Grace later met George at the hospital. The little girl was calling for help for hours, until, as her grandfather says, an angel was there to pick her up again. James Flippin, New York.
A group of Arizona parents very angry after a Civil War lesson that was being taught to their students. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The project handed to the 7th grader at Desert Shadows Middle School requires students to create a lifelike weapon that looks like it's from the Civil War era. The kids were handed diagrams and pictures along with a set of rules, which includes all weapons must be made of wood. The mother says her daughter participated in the project about 8 years ago, but now times have changed. The mom says the school shouldn't be promoting violence, and lawmakers are being irresponsible for letting the project move forward.
A New Jersey man is charged with third-degree murder after police say he ran away from a crash and his dying toddler son. Christopher Kuhn stole a soundbar from Walmart this week and was putting his 2-year-old son into a car seat when someone spotted him. The child was thrown out of the vehicle when Kuhn reportedly ran a red light and collided with another SUV. He was caught a short time later. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
There's a lot of nuance. A lot to be learned from one of the biggest stories of the week, which happens to deal with football and people not wanting to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and the president's response to that, which happened last Friday, and what is going to happen next. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I don't have the opportunity to attend a lot of professional sporting events simply because I have three kids that play sports and play competitively, and we're constantly bouncing around, traveling here, there, and everywhere. It's a bit of a tradition. One of my best friends in the world, and he heads up our accounting department, has season tickets for the Jets. Now, he does my taxes. I'm also his financial advisor. I advised him against buying the PSLs, the personal seat licenses, and getting the season tickets, but it was something that he wanted to do. And he uses it more often than not for business and takes clients to the games. But it's a tradition. I go with him to the Jets home opener every year. I'm not even a Jets fan. I'm a Giants fan. But I enjoy it. And we have one hell of a tailgate that we engage in and cook up a ton of food and have a really good time. And last Sunday was absolutely gorgeous out. It was not a cloud in the sky. It was about 90 degrees with no humidity. It was beautiful out. And, we start early, get there at 9 a.m. and cooking food up at an early time, enjoying ourselves. And I, check my phone and I see what's happening in London. And I wasn't meaning to check the score. I was actually checking a Drudge Report, checking news, and I find out that the entire Baltimore Ravens team took a knee. In London, foreign soil, takes a knee during the national anthem and stands for God Save the Queen. And I'm like, here we go. Here we go. And I tried to ignore it and enjoy the day. And it's interesting. Where we tailgate at the same exact spot. The people next to us, they actually rent out a band, and they got a band playing there. And then you also have the various different buses that come in and let people off on tour groups. And a lot of the tour groups that are coming in are actually people from Europe that are there on vacation that have never been to a football game. And I want everybody to think of the scene in Jurassic Park when Sam Neill first sees the dinosaurs. He takes his glasses off, and he's like, what in the world is going on here? And that's what it's like. All these Europeans have got their cameras out taking pictures of us having a grand old time, cooking all this food, and we're inviting them over. We're talking to them. We're feeding them, having all these great conversations. It was nice. I was happy to see that the New York Jets took a knee for the national anthem. I was happy. I was glad to see that. Now, game's terrible. I left early. The tailgate's the best part, really is. Game's terrible. I mean, there's times when there's breaks in the action, up to 10 minutes, it seems like, with commercials and whatnot. The Miami Dolphins, I honestly think I could have gotten back together my high school football team, and we could have fared better than the Dolphins did against the Jets that day. It's like they didn't even want to come to play. You're spending money to try to watch a good game here. I mean, it was anything but that. It was awful. It was downright boring. They were so bad. But anyway, and push comes to shove, back and forth all over the news, and who is being divisive, and Trump is dividing the country, and this and that and the next thing. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, was Barack Obama dividing the country when he said that the police department in Boston acted stupidly. Remember with the erased of Professor Gates in Boston that led to the beer summit? Was Obama being divisive when he was talking about the fact that you didn't build that? I can go down a litany of things that Barack Obama said that I didn't agree with that was divisive. It was his opinion. It was Donald Trump's opinion that what these players are doing was wrong and offensive. And I'm here to tell you, anybody, because you hear, it's kind of like the media. And even a lot of the conservatives, it's like a Greek chorus. They're all singing the same thing. They're all saying that, gee whiz, you know, the president needs to bring people together rather than divide people. What? Since when? Since when? If you're bringing together people under a false premise, well, you're not really bringing them together, are you? There's nothing wrong with being divisive. It's more important to be truthful and true to who you are and true to what you believe in. People listening to this program know that because, yeah, I can be quite divisive here on this program, and I don't care. I do not care. I'm not here to sell stuff. I'm here to bring the truth in regards to what is going on in the economy, the world around us, and your finances. Do I upset people all the time when I tell them that, yes, pensions are going to be blowing up and bad things are going to be happening here and this is going to go wrong there? You understand how divisive it is? I get people actually blame me for the fact that the dot-coms collapsed and the value of the real estate dropped because I talked about it on the radio. You're blaming me? I'm just telling you what it is. It is what it is. So I want everybody to take that and put that aside. People disappointed in the president because he's being divisive. Well, again, it's not the president's job to lie to us to try to bring us together because that's not going to do it. As far as, we'll nip this in the bud right now, as far as people kneeling during the national anthem, yes, you have the right to do that. Hey, you know what you have the right to do, too, on your own time? Burn an American flag. You do. And I'm in the free speech business. I might not like it, but I don't have any problem with it. But guess what? You're on the clock. You're on the clock. Do all of those players have the right to do that at that point in time? They do if their owner lets them. If the owner doesn't have a problem with what they are doing, they can do it. The owner tells them, you know what, you're going to stand, then they're going to have to stand. If not, that's exactly what Trump said. You can fire them. Now, he's talking about the short-sightedness in business, which we like to talk about here on the program. It's a problem with corporate America today. Problem with businesses today. Problem with most certainly banking. And again, this goes back to when I first started. First firm that I worked at right out of college. We're building this thing. We're on Inc. magazine. We're one of the fastest growing companies in the country. We're doing a great job. What do the people running the show really want to do? They want to make a quick buck. And they start doing things that were not in the interest of our clients, which I couldn't stand for, but they didn't care. They were looking to make a fortune in the here and now. And guess what? Yeah, they made a ton of money, but they also, many of them, went to jail, and rightfully so. The NFL has had some real short-sighted thinking over the past several years. Real short-sighted thinking. This latest thing is, it's a bit of a straw that's breaking the camel's back. We're all seeing the pictures of people burning their tickets, burning their jerseys, saying that they're not going to go again. Heck, Jets home owner, home opener, New York City. Okay, outside in New Jersey. Jets home opener. I've been to tons of them. I've never seen the stadium so empty. Never. And one could say, well, the Jets aren't that great this year. Hold on a second here. The Jets are not great in many years, and yet the place sells out. I'd say it was about 65, 70% full. They'll tell you that it's 100% capacity, but I know for a fact people couldn't give away tickets, couldn't get people to come. You've ticked people off to that degree. One thing after another, from personal seat licenses to making taxpayers fund your stadium to your antisocial behavior by your players that takes place off the field and on the field. You've turned people off because you're always looking to make a quick buck. The same thing holds true with everything in life. What do we say here on the program when it comes to people's finances and their financial plan? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Ooh, we can make a quick buck. We're riding high right now. Let's force all these people to buy personal seat licenses for the right to buy season tickets. I used to go to the Giants games. That's my team. When I was a kid with my friend who had Giants season tickets. They don't have them anymore. They refused. Giants season tickets, it was a 30-year waiting list. Every seat in the stadium was a season ticket holder. You ticked off so many fans, they just turned them in. Hey, you want to get Giants season tickets now? You just go online and get them. It's not the same. But again, at short-sighted thinking. Yeah, and I've talked about this here on the program. I've gone back to classical history, to Rome, and we've gone over the failures of Rome and how the early Romans understood the need and the importance to plan for the future. The concept of delayed gratification was understood. It was present in their lives every day. We've drifted from that too. I want it here. I want it now. No, no. And this is why the NFL, one of the reasons why the NFL is falling apart right now. Like I said, there's a lot to learn from everyday things. If you look a little bit past the surface and what the media wants you to focus on, there's a lot of what's taking place in our everyday lives encapsulated in this story. And I did find it quite fascinating. Anyway, am I going to be going to any more NFL games? No. I don't want to. I told my friend, I said, John, you know what? We could do the same thing. We can barbecue over at each other's house and throw the ball around with our kids. Why bother? No interest. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Our latest white paper, which is, I am so proud of this thing. It is flying, being downloaded all over the place. People are learning about what is actually going to happen with retirement, how you need to actually plan for real retirement, not the conventional wisdom out there. Absolutely free. Everything at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We also have our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. 84. Don't go anywhere. Your watchdog will return.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The rules of business are changing, and women entrepreneurs are at the forefront of the transformation. According to the 2017 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, more than two-thirds of female entrepreneurs believe women will match or exceed men in holding C-suite or executive roles. Furthermore, a majority of women entrepreneurs believe women will achieve pay equality with men over the next two decades and anticipate that paid maternity leave policies will expand into at least 25 states. Sharon Miller, Head of Small Business, Bank of America.
As I meet with women entrepreneurs across the country, I'm constantly struck by their unwavering resilience and optimism. These women are working for a brighter future, one that includes equal pay, work-life balance, and greater support for their families. Their insights about equality in the workplace bode incredibly well for the entire small business community.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Hi, yeah, a little K, seeing the sunshine, Ben. Welcome back, everybody, to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. People that have been listening to the program know, and I just mentioned, we've been... most certainly over the past couple of years, we've really been trying to drive home the notion of the need to get your financial plan done the right way, to rethink retirement. And trust me, I've been doing this now for decades. Decades, and the things that we warned people about decades ago are, well, you know what? They're put on steroids today. You've got pensions flailing around. Failing. You've got people with not enough money saved for retirement. You've got the whole usual paradigm of being able to shift assets into more conservative assets when you get closer to retirement, when you're retired. That whole notion is blown up to some degree based upon the fact that cash and cash equivalents are yielding you nothing. Again, the old $1 million. Oh, yeah, I got $1 million. Yeah, I put it in a CD. What's it getting you? I don't know. $12,000 a year. Woohoo! Not. It makes it much, much harder. And we've been trying to explain to people here the idea, the notion that you're going to have to rethink things. The entire concept in of itself needs to change. The idea that 62, 65, 67, 70, quite honestly, may be too young. Due to the fact that, just look at the demographics. You are going to live longer, and you're going to live healthier. Statistically, that is the reality. Mortality here in the United States has dropped, but it's dropped due to the fact that 63,000 people died last year of opiate overdoses. That's an issue, and that's affecting the younger generation. But if you get to 65, you got a pretty darn good chance of getting to 85. Now, I wanted to pull my hair out this past week. There was a column in the Wall Street Journal. It was written by Saul Levmore and Martha Nussbaum. And I wasn't familiar with these two. They They teach at the University of Chicago Law School, and they've got a book out called Aging Thoughtfully, Conversations About Retirement, Romance, Wrinkles, and Regret. And I am going to have to get it and take a look at it, because I don't know what they are thinking about in this piece. They write, they say, we marvel at the continuing energy of octogenarians such as Warren Buffett, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Clint Eastwood. But let's face it, few 80-year-olds are as good at their jobs as they were in their 50s. Okay, let's go with them on that argument. Maybe as good. I guess it also depends upon the career that you're in. Will your stamina be the same in your 80s as in your 50s? I don't know. I can't make that argument. Probably not. But hey, I see a hell of a lot of people at the gym that are in their 80s that are in pretty darn good shape. They write on, it said, in most workplaces, wages rise with seniority, but productivity does not. In the United States, after many years of declining retirement age, the average worker is now retiring later, which means that there are fewer jobs for young people. Given the added fact that mandatory retirement and age discrimination are illegal, employers hesitate to hire middle-aged workers who may stay on the job long after their pay has exceeded their productivity. Wait a second. I don't have any problem at all, and we can't as a society. If you can no longer do your job and you're no longer productive in your job, well, then you know what? I don't have any problem with an employer firing you. But I don't understand where they're getting their information from. Most employers would. They'd have that conversation with someone. That's not age discrimination. You're just not capable of doing what you did before. Maybe in government work, but it's an entirely different ball of wax there. What they're suggesting is a set of reforms which would include the relaxation of age discrimination laws. So contracts could require workers to retire at 65 or older. No. Again, 65 is not 65 anymore. It just isn't. It's not. I would suggest to them maybe a rethinking, like we have, of the work week for people who are getting older. 3-day work week is quite helpful. We're actually working with businesses right now and helping gearing some of their older workers to that. It's not only that, it's healthier for the individual. Checking out in retirement is not a cure-all. It's not a destination. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to be there. A little bit more on this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Injury number that we are using today, 489. Of that 489, 317 have been discharged from the hospital.
Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo updating the media on the wounded in the shooting in Las Vegas. The sheriff also addressed reports that the gunman had rented a hotel room to overlook another concert event in Vegas.
He had obtained a room at the Ogden, which is located in downtown, at the same time that Life is Beautiful was being conducted. Was he doing pre-surveillance? We don't know yet, okay? This is all conjecture at this point.
President Trump is questioning why what he calls fake news networks aren't being investigated. Trump tweeted this morning asking why so much of our news is made up. He went on to dismiss a story first reported by NBC claiming Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was considering resigning. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive in platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
You more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Whenever I read columns like the one I was telling you about the concept of forcing people to retire at a certain age, it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous in the sense that you get bureaucrats, politicians, people in power that seize upon these various different ideas and studies and wish to make them law, saying you don't have a choice. You're going to have to retire at a certain age. Sorry. We talked about the NFL earlier. Can we extrapolate that into sports as well? Well, Tom Brady, you're going to have to retire. You hit the retirement age. We're sorry. You're taking up a spot that could be filled by a younger worker. Again, the comments and the stuff that they make in this article is automatically assuming that someone who is older is not capable of doing their job is insane. I think being more flexible within the workforce is something that employers are going to have to do. And we've witnessed it. We're watching them do that. The great example is what happened this past summer. Exactly what we told you was going to happen when they cut back on the amount of H-2B visas. That's low-skill visas that they were handing out to people this past summer. Employers around the country had to raise wages. They had to come up with more flexible schedules in order to fill those positions. Many senior citizens got back into the workforce and did work over the summer at some of these tourist spots to make themselves some extra money, and was worthwhile for them to do it. They got a higher wage. They also had a flexible work schedule. Why not? Let the market dictate what is going to work. And what I mean by that, the opposite side as well. If you're not capable of doing the job anymore, well then, you know what? You can't do the job anymore. And the employer has every right to tell you that it's time to move on or to find something else, or maybe find something else for you to do within that business. You are obviously a wealth of knowledge if you've worked there for an extended period of time. But again, let the market decide. I wanted to touch on this story as well. This is fascinating. Securities and Exchange Commission. Securities and Exchange Commission is my regulator. They come in, they do audits of Markowski Investments, and we don't have any problem. They come in, go through everything, sometimes spend a couple days. Goodbye, guys. Have a good one. But they've been under fire over the past several years because their inability to catch people. Case in point, Bernie Madoff. Harry Markopoulos discovered the Madoff fraud and basically laid it out for them, sent it over to them, and they didn't act upon it. And I explained part of the problem at the SEC is the fact that they are a part of the executive branch of government. They are a political agency. And all Madoff had to do was place a phone call into his buddy Chuck Schumer or Frank Lautenberg and have them place a call to the SEC saying, hey, get off Bernie's back. He's a good guy. It can be a frightening place to work. But the SEC was hacked. The information taken from the SEC was used in insider trading. I want everybody to kind of think about Bud Fox in Wall Street when he's breaking into law firms and stealing information on companies. That happened at the SEC. What's even worse is the fact that the people at the top didn't even know about it until recently. How is this the case? Now, again, I wrote a column about this, and I got a lot of flack for this column. And in my column, I suggested, I was kind of tongue-in-cheek, I said, why don't we get rid of the SEC in FINRA? Why have them? They only act or do anything and collect fines after all the chickens and the horses and the cows and the pigs and all the animals have gotten out of the barn after it's too late already. And it was my suggestion as well that these regulatory agencies maybe give people a false sense of security. Again, people, you need to be personally responsible when it comes to your finances. You decide to hire a financial advisor that starts pushing ridiculous returns, promising you stuff, guaranteeing you stuff. Well, you know, people, come on. We all have to grow up at some point in time. And like we said, first segment, we say every single week here on the program again and again and again, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. If your advisor's not talking about that and explaining that to you, well, then you better get out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, Consultations With. our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Take advantage of everything we have at the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Mike Hewitt here with another minute of common sense. Fear of the changing times seems compelling, but let's pause for a little reflection. A friend's mother traveled west aboard a covered wagon and flew home on a jet plane. Imagine her view of change. And what of the roaring 20s, a decade that witnessed rampant hedonism, wild drug use, piercings and tattoos galore, near mainstream pornography, the rise of hardline American communism, and much more. It was America's romp on the wild side, a social rejection of Victorianism. Sound familiar? I bet. But it's more than noteworthy to remember that these young folks of the 20s were the parents of what we now know of as America's greatest generation. Louis lament on how times have changed. Folks, times always change. But know this, the American dream is still alive for anyone willing to embrace it. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good health care, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit welltower.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. I was afraid that this was going to happen with The Wall Street Journal, and it did. The Wall Street Journal used to be, I'm sorry, it was a much more heady publication 20 years ago. When the News Corp took it over, Rupert Murdoch and the boys took it over, they turned a lot of the Wall Street Journal into, well, a bit of a Fisher-Price toy, if you will. And many of the columns that I read here, I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, it's not even worthy of high school textbooks. But anyway, here was one that they had this past week, What We Know About Financial Bubbles. And they're talking about financial bubbles, and they talk to people about certain ones. And one of the comments that was made here, and I was just like, are you kidding me? They were talking about the dot-com bubble. And in the dot-com bubble, they were saying, well, you know, the dot-com bubble drove a lot of money into a certain area. And without the bubble, some things would never get off the ground. And I'm sorry, that to me is ridiculous. Okay? That's absolutely absurd. They're saying, well, you know, where would we be today? Where would Amazon be here today? Would Google be here today if there wasn't the dot-com bubble? Yeah, I'd say they would be here. They would be here. Good business models get financing. I'm telling you right now, if you have a good business plan, and that, well, in today's day and age, that business plan doesn't conflict with any other business that ties into politicians and, you know, the old watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil, you'll get funding. You work at it, you'll make it. If you're able to make money and show that you're able to make money, you know what? You will get financed. A lot of the stuff that happens in the bubbles, quite honestly, especially the dot-com bubble, were companies that were offshoots or similar to other companies that just didn't make it. They didn't end up surviving. They didn't adapt. I mean, you think about it now. I mentioned Amazon. Amazon just sold books at the beginning. There were other companies that just sold stuff, right? Pets.com, just pet stuff. There was CD Now that sold music. Well, Amazon does all of that now. They won. The one accurate thing that they actually mentioned in this article is they're talking about bubbles that are brought upon by debt. And that's what we had during the whole financial crisis, is the fact that we had all of these assets that were bought on debt, credit. People couldn't afford to pay it back. They stopped paying it off. And then it turned into a vicious spiral. It's similar to the amount of people buying stocks on margin in the 1920s was off the charts as well. Again, to me, bubbles are quite easy to see. They're easy to spot. Doesn't mean that there's going to be a collapse. They're easy to see if you actually, again, put your mind to it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. You know, also on our website as well, go back, read my columns. We wrote about all these financial bubbles, and we called them before they happened. Again, quite easy to see. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. Guess who's back again?
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Now, I can't name the tune. I can't. I'm usually good at that. If they brought back Name That Tune, I'm going on that game show. But do you know what movie this tune was from? Catch me if you can. Catch Me If You Can is one of those films that when it's on TV and you're flipping stations, at least for me, I watch it again. Love that film. And I'm not a big Leonardo DiCaprio fan, but that one was a good one. Not to mention some of the other roles, Tom Hanks and Christopher Walken. But anyway, I brought that up and I played the tune because Frank Abagnale Jr., that was the guy. Movie was about. Leonardo DiCaprio played him. He was interviewed this past week in the Wall Street Journal. And basically, I gotta summarize what he talked about, is that he's telling everybody that the scams that he used to pull off are much easier to pull off today. Much easier. And he talked about how people's use of social media and con artists' ability to learn a lot about their marks, how it's very easy for them to learn a lot about you and be able to take advantage of you. He also was talking about back in the 70s and, you know, basically what making up checks and things like that and how that was involved back then and how difficult. He had actually devised a contraption to manage the printing press to pull off the scam. He's like, you don't have to do that today. And he also mentioned one of the biggest scams happening today. And I think we had mentioned this here on the program. It's called the grandparent scam. You get these con artists, they go onto Facebook and they see who the grandparents are. They see who the grandson is dating. And a typical call will come in on the caller ID as NYPD. And that's an easy thing for people to manipulate. Now, you see that the police department from New York is calling, and you pick up the phone, and the guy says, this is so-and-so at the New York City Police Department. We've arrested your grandson, and he was driving while intoxicated. Needs to post bail in the next 2 hours, or we'll have to spend the weekend in jail. Frank said you wouldn't believe how many millions of grandparents fall for that. And he said, 1,000 times easier today. Frank Abagnale Jr., he helps the FBI out in training recruits and spotting various different ripoffs and scams. And it's unfortunate the FBI hasn't hired people that understand how bad brokerage firms work and operate. Again, they normally don't really pay attention to that stuff. They don't. That's, you know, what the SEC is supposed to do, what FINRA is supposed to do. And quite honestly, to me, stealing is stealing. If it was up to me, I'd let the SEC deal with the filings that are necessary, deal with the paperwork from all of the various different businesses. But stealing is stealing. And if you're going to rip off and scam people, and again, I end up dealing with the aftermath. You understand? After somebody has lost 50% of their money, 75% of their money. And we're trying to help these people pick up the pieces and rebuild their portfolio. I mean, it's tough to see. It's tough to see. And it's also tough to put things in perspective when 10, 15, 20 years worth of savings is gone. I mean, everything that we try to do and try to explain to people about the, you know, you have your health, you don't want your health to go. I mean, trying to put it into perspective, you know, it is a very difficult thing to do. And I've often talked about, you know, it's a Sisyphean battle of mine. We've been pushing that rock to the top of the hill, and it keeps rolling down on top of us again and again and again. And what is it? It's the same thing. People fall for the same thing. Either they get rich quick, either they're greedy, or they get scared into doing something stupid. That's it. Those are the two distinct types of bait that work again and again and again. And I'm surprised as well at a lot of people. I mean, don't you look, I mean, when I'm hiring somebody for some job, I look for references, I look into their background, what they're going to do. Especially, let's say, take a look at a doctor. I move to a new area, I've got to get a pediatrician for my kids. You don't think I'm doing my homework on that? I to this day, I'm amazed that the amount of people that would have saved millions upon millions upon millions of dollars if all they did was a simple Google search of the individual they were about to let manage their money. And the lies that people, there was a story this past week out of Colorado with a big registered investment advisor completely making up a story about his experience and his trading acumen and how good he was at trading and making people money. Why don't you focus on working? People start highlighting. No, we don't focus here on the program. Ever notice that? 18 years on the air. Do you ever hear me talk about our performance and how much money I made so-and-so? You ever hear me come on the program and said, yeah, I got so-and-so client. Yeah, we doubled their money last year. Do you ever hear me talking about that? Never. It's not what it's about. That's not what I do. Our job is to help people reach their goals. That's our job. That's what we do. That's what the job is. Now, as it turns out in the story, the guy just made everything up. Made up his experience. Made up his resume. You know what the hell he was doing. And he's right. Frank Abagnale's right. How difficult is it? Some word processing software in Kinko's, and away you go. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our website. If you need help, people, you're working with one of these bad dudes. Come on, you know it. You know it. You know if you are. One of our account repair kits you can get absolutely free at the website. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Injury number that we are using today, 489. Of that 489, 317 have been discharged from the hospital.
Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo updating the media on the wounded in the shooting in Las Vegas. The sheriff also addressed reports that the gunman had rented a hotel room to overlook another concert event in Vegas.
He had obtained a room at the Ogden, which is located in downtown, and at the same time that Life is Beautiful was being conducted. Was he doing pre-surveillance? We don't know yet, okay? This is all conjecture at this point.
President Trump is questioning why what he calls fake news networks aren't being investigated. Trump tweeted this morning asking why so much of our news is made up. He went on to dismiss a story first reported by NBC claiming Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was considering resigning. USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed